Simon Rishon on Dalet, Tif Vav Zayin Ches Tes. The first halacha, it's really not too nageya because most people don't stick in, hopefully don't stick in food into an oven on Shabbos to cook, to bake. However, the halacha is, if nothing b'Shabbos feel be amazing, Motor Lo Liyudas Kedem Shiyofa Kadesh Lo Yovel Yidei Isser Skila. This is the din that a person is allowed to do chet kal, not to be over on a chet chomer. Now, this is only with regard to the person himself. With regard to somebody else, we say, Einem l'adam chatei b'shul shizke chavirecho. For the most part, even a chet, which is kal, the exact gedarim are really maybe in Reish Ayin Vav, but what is nagei over here is, here we're talking about things that you want to do a Issur Derabanan of Rediyas Apas, that Kedei they shouldn't be over an Issur Deraisa of Skila, that's certainly something which is going to be mutter. And they talk about different cases of practical applications of this. A person by accident forgets the Shabbos and turns on the kumkum. What should he do? He's now going to be over. If he lets the kumkum boil, it's going to be over on Bishul Midaraisa. So one should turn it off. He should turn it off himself. It's better to turn it off with a shinoi than to turn it off with a... It's only a darabanan kviya. What's that? Three darabanans. Machshin tzich legufa, kviya. It depends also if there's a line, if there's other things that are meant there. Therefore, it's best. And in kalachriyad. To do kalachriyad, then he should not be over on an issa daraisa. Now... Anything b'choladim is that these type of cases that if it's going to be if leaving the situation is going to cause them to be over another raisa, then he should certainly do whatever he could to take it off, not to get in such a matzav. Now, the interestingly enough, just to inyana diyema, it says, if the person is not here, the person that put the food into the oven is not here, the Mishnah Berurah says, Einam l'adam asei chet kal kdei shelo yovei chaver chal yidei iser chomer, kiven shechaver posha b'ma shehidbik. Because the person was presheah. Why was he presheah? He did it by accident. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Sharet Zion, Magan Rav Mishnah Berurah says, Degam b'shegig posha, dehavel l'izor shelo yovei l'izor. You have to make sure that you don't come to a shegig also. Shegig has talmud al dezadim b'chlal. Why is the person chayev chatos when he does the shegig? What did the guy do wrong? He knows that Shabbos is aser. He knows he just forgot that it's Shabbos. He forgot that it's aser. He forgot whatever it is. But it's not that. What's the pshat? No, that's a pshia. The very fact that you weren't some leiv. Ayoris devar Hashem, that's the Emri Emesis, right? Ayoris devar Hashem, hichnis es avodov ves mikneu elabatim. Vasherloi some liboy. If he's not mason leiv, itzimas leiv is the hepech of Yerushamayim. Dainu, not paying attention, just letting things flow and not paying attention. That's a start in Yerushamayim. That's korv l'pshia. Halacha, we paskin that the shrinking is considered a pshia that we don't say, chatei b'shvil shizkei chavirecho. We mentioned this whole in the past. This is dafka if the guy did something wrong b'shrinking or b'mezid. But if he did it wrong b'inis, or if he's a oimer mutter. Eimer Mutter, L'chari could have a din of an oinus also. Even we give a din of a shaygi, but it's more din of a oinus. In a case where, and certainly when a case is a regular case of oinus, then we do not say that a person should do a chet, certainly not to save his friend. If the guy's really an oinus, then we don't say, in the case that was mentioned about calling back a doctor, somebody that calls a doctor to come, or a hatzala to come, and then they say that it's not an emergency, should they call them back, tell them not to come? So, if it involves a deraisa, possibly even a derabanan calling, some say not to call back because that person is an oinus. Unless that person is going to be needed, possibly, in a matzav of piguach nefesh, because by taking this hatzala guy, he's not going to be able to be somewhere else, then you have to call back. But if that's not the situation, then not to call him back, because that guy is a total oinus. He's an oinus right now, because he's being mechal Shabbos, the shame, piguach nefesh. That's Siv Vav. Siv Zayin talks about tanurim shalonu, that there's no din radiyah, and that is the metzias bizmanenu also. Anytime we're baking in our tanurim, we're not sticking anything onto the sides of the oven, we're sticking them into pans. could be also they do people that cook. I was in the summer by my cousins, they made pitas on it, but it also doesn't need radiyah. None of these need radiyah. Radiyah is the whole chachma to be able to take it off the side of the oven without it breaking apart, and that's not considered radiyah, and therefore it really doesn't apply, just like the Mechaber says. Sivches, the heter of Kidru Chaisa, which the basic line that comes out is that the heter of Kidru Chaisa, that when you allow you to put up a raw pot before Shabbos, basically only applies, that's what it seems like from the Bir Halacha and the Mishnah Berurah, if you, there's meat inside or something that's like meat that takes many hours to cook. However, Kidru Chaisa, with regard to you want to put up a mushroom barley soup and everything is raw, barley cooks in an hour or two, and therefore there's no, maybe less, and therefore maybe more. No. And therefore it's you don't have no heter kidru chaisa. Basically is the bottom line of the way that the Mishnah Berurah comes out. The dina ein lahakol, says the Bir Halacha, that kidru chaisa is only like we had in Reishon and Gimel, when there's something which is not going to be ready, like it has meat inside, it takes many hours to cook, which b'chlal they say b'zmanenu, we don't really have a heter of kidru chaisa, because everything, we have big fires that don't die down, and therefore anything can be ready in 2-3 hours, especially if you put it up to the highest, and there's no real heter of kidru chaisa. I think the only case that we really came out with is if a person fills up his crock pot and he puts it he inserts it into his crock pot right before Shabbos. Even if he's going to put it up to the highest, it's going to take a good few hours till it's ready, just till it bubbles, because it has all the ingredients inside. It's going to take a good while. It's probably not going to be ready by the regular time he eats the Suda. Siftes is lo yimalei chavis. A person should not put up his water before Shabbos if it did not get up to, it's actually not exactly clear how warm it has to be. If it's raw, if his water is raw, because that's really what it comes out. Water does not have a din as fresh fruit, which could be eaten raw, that has a din as kilos ma'achal ben drusai, because water by itself is not so gishmak. It's much better when it's cooked, says the Mishnah Berurah's Masber. Therefore, it has to be cooked, ki ma'achal ben drusai, at least before Shabbos comes in. That means if a person wants to put up his kumkum, his hot water heater, whatever it is, before he's putting up before Shabbos, his mecham Shabbat, then it should be boiled before Shabbos. The chatchila, it only has to be boiled Michael ben Drusai, but it's not exactly clear how much Michael ben Drusai is. Ramesh has a very difficulty with this question. What is Michael ben Drusai? A third of 100 degrees Celsius is 33.3 degrees, which is like 90 degrees. That's not cooked at all. That's cold for the most part. So what is Michael ben Drusai? So the way that he comes out, that should be Yasleh's boy. Since it's not very clear, therefore certainly one should try to be makbid that his water is totally boiled before Shabbos, that he doesn't get into any of these questions.